Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchipreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Zach McLeroy, president and CEO of Zaxby's, and we're going to be talking to Zach about the Zaxby's franchise and how the chain is flourishing and poised to grow from a regional brand to a household name, and that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews, so stick around because we got a great show.
Looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Zach McLeroy, the president and CEO of Zaxby's. And we're going to talk to Zach about the Zaxby's franchise and how the chain is flourishing and poised to grow from a regional brand into a household name. Hi, Zach. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Marty. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Zach. We would like to ask our guest where you're calling from this morning, Zach.
Athens, Georgia.
Oh, beautiful. How's the weather down there? Is it warming up a bit?
It's warming up a bit. It's in the mid-70s and a lot of pollen right now, so there's a lot of people dealing with allergies.
I know. Well, it's good it's warming up a bit, so that's fantastic. You're not only the president and CEO, you're the co-founder of Zach B. Zach. So I thought maybe, you know, we can go back to the beginning, because I know you have an interesting story. I thought it was interesting when I was reading about you anyway.
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, my partner and I have been lifelong friends. We've known
mm-hmm.
each other since the eighth grade. And
wow.
Way back when I got out of college, I went to work for him in the mortgage business because he was already out of school and
right.
had a career going. He said, well, until you decide what you want to do, why don't you come work for me? And I did that for a short period of time. I decided I wanted to start a restaurant. And he said, well, that'd
right.
be great. You start a restaurant, you know everything about operations and I know everything about bookkeeping, and so you'd
uh-huh.
be out in the field, and I'll be behind the scenes, and I'll do all the books and the taxes and sales tax reports and P&L statements. And so we went off on our way, and actually I sold my drum set, raised $8,000. He matched it with $8,000, and we opened our very first store in 1990 for $16,000.
That's amazing. I mean, you started with one, and now I think you're up to, what is it, about 600?
We actually have today 572 locations.
That's amazing. Congratulations. I mean, what does that feel like for you, Zach? I mean, that must be an incredible feeling.
Well, it's like a dream come true. Every day I kind of pinch myself. I can't believe we've gone from just one store, those meager beginnings, to where we are today, because, you know, the average investment cost today is close to $1.7 million.
Exactly.
So if it had been that investment back then, the brand never would have taken off because we just didn't have it.
That's amazing. It's a great story. Our show is national, so for our listeners who may be unfamiliar with Zach B's, maybe you could talk a little bit about Zach B's.
Yeah, great. Our brand is a quick casual or fast casual. When the concept was first thought of in 1990, it was nobody really out there like us in the quick casual segment or fast casual segment. Everything was either fast food or casual dining. So we were kind of stereotyped by Coke is we were called a tweener, in between everyone else.
Interesting.
And our concept does have a drive-through. It's about a 3,200 square foot location. The decor is very eclectic. There's lots of neat decor on the walls. It's a very casual feeling dining restaurant experience. You come in, you order at the counter. We call your name when your food's ready. We prepare to order as you order your food, and we also have a drive-through. But we don't have the kind of speed you might see in a McDonald's. We are quick,
right.
but we're not quite that fast because we prepare everything to order as you order it. And the whole concept is chicken. Everything is done fresh, from salads to sandwiches to our chicken fingers and our buffalo wings. So that's the entire menu. We are a chicken concept, and that's our focus.
The sauces sounded fantastic, too, as I was researching it, too, Zach.
That's right. We have a great sauce. It's called the Zach sauce. It's our house specialty. And people swear by it. You know,
yeah.
my kids have grown up on it, and everybody loves the Zach sauce. And we have really some really unique wing sauces as well.
Yeah, I can't wait till you're up here in the Eastern area. What geographical areas are you targeting? Because I know you're kind of like moving from that like regional player now to it seems like national in scope.
That's correct. We are a regional so-called southeastern brand currently
mm-hmm.
in 13 states. But we're looking for expansion opportunities. We're looking into Oklahoma, Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
Texas, Arkansas, Missouri. That's our focus right now because the demographics in those areas are very similar to the demographics we have here.
Right.
And we feel like that's the same customer profile, and the brand would do very well there. And in addition to that, what we're doing to encourage licensee development and growth in those areas, we're offering a 2% royalty rebate, a reallocation of the royalty, to support the marketing that they'll need to go into new markets over the next 5 years of that development in those particular areas.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a strong offer. You had $900 million in 2012. You hit that number. How do you explain those numbers in the middle of a recession, Zach?
I explain it because we have very, very committed licensees. These licensees are not just about cooking chicken and ringing the cash register. Our licensees are about providing a great experience to the team members that work in the stores, to the customers who come through their doors. And we really encourage our licensees to get out into the community they serve and support those communities, support the churches, the schools, the local organizations, the local retailers. And when you do that, they support you back. It's a reciprocal relationship. And I think when you build bonds like that, even during tough times, people continue to support you. Plus, we always operate under the motto that you're only as good as your last visit, so every day has got to be great. So they have an expectation come to Zaxby's, and we have always delivered on that expectation.
That's fantastic. It's interesting when I was reading about Zaxby's as well. I understand a lot of your, I guess you could say, your customers have also become your licensees, haven't they? Maybe
they have.
Talk a little bit about that.
They have over the years.
That's fantastic. Who are, I mean, what were some of the other licensees doing in their past lives, Zach, in the past, or their backgrounds maybe?
You know, a lot of our licensees have just come out of the blue-collar workforce,
mm-hmm.
And the white-collar workforce, anything from beer truck drivers to salespeople to people being in pharmaceuticals to working in manufacturing. I mean, there's a great diversity in our licensees. And the great thing about our licensees, the majority of them did not have any restaurant experience.
That's
so
amazing.
They gave us an opportunity to train them our way versus trying to overtrain a way they already knew. And it's worked really well for us as a brand.
Which goes to show that, you know, you do have a strong system at Zaxby's, and that's what I also got when I was researching you as well. Because, you know, we've had, you know, other restaurant, you know, franchises on the show before, of course, you know, and a lot of them are, you know, some of them will say, you know, they want that restaurant experience, you know. So I think that says a lot about your system. I think that's fantastic. What do you look for in your franchisees, Zach? Because I know it's a partnership, you know, and you know, you look for certain characteristics. What do you look for in your licensees?
Well, you know, not only do we want somebody who's ambitious enough to step outside of what their comfort zone is and think about franchising, becoming their so-called own boss and controlling their own destiny, but we look for a cultural fit, first and foremost. It's not about your balance sheet. It's not about your past experience. It's not about working 10 years in the restaurant industry. It's about, are you a real cultural fit for Zaxby's? Do you fit the profile and the personality of other licensees in the brand and of the people who work in the corporate organization? Because we realize this is a long-term relationship and a partnership. We almost look at it kind of like a marriage. It's a 20-year commitment. So we need to like you, you need to like us, and we need to know that we can all get along for the next 20 years. You know, that's what our focus is.
Right.
It's more about culture and less about bottom line. If you've got the right culture, everything else will fall into place.
I agree. I think that's well said. I know you must have had a lot of learning experiences, you know, since you've, from the first restaurant to where you're at today, and I'm sure that you've kind of incorporated that into your training. What is the training like for your licensees?
Well, like I said, once you get through the, I guess, approval process and making sure that you're the right fit for the brand culturally, there's an immense amount of training. We offer a 7-week training program. It's a lot of in-store experience. We have a great management training program as well. It's very stringent because we want them to become experts in the Zaxby system. That's what it's all about. And then we can specifically engineer it to fit their own personal learning style as well. We know some people learn, you know, visually. Some people learn orally or by reading. So we have all these different methods, and we find out what's best for you, and we use that training system for you to help you learn the best way you know how to learn.
Wow. That's great. I think that's incredible. I'm a professor for Kaplan University, and you're the first one who's ever said that, and I think that's so important because you're right. Is you know, people have different learning styles, you know, and I've never heard of a franchise actually taking that into consideration, you know, saying, okay, well, you know, you're auditory, you know, you're a visual, you're a kinesthetic kind of person. I think that's fantastic that you do that. That's great. What's a typical day like as a Zaxby's licensee? I mean, if you could paint the picture from, like, the, you know, when you go in to the end of the day and everything else in between.
Well, I think anyone in the restaurant industry knows that no 2 days are alike. It's kind of unpredictable day to day. You know, every day you have your challenges. Is your delivery on time? Are your team members going to show up when they're supposed to be? Is everything working according to plan? You know, it can be a pretty hectic day. We think we don't demand a lot of our licensees. They say that they do because our licensees know so much about their store because they're learned, you know, they're taught to be the cashier and the cook, the assistant manager and the manager and the owner. And you have to learn how to manage people as well as managing business, as well as learning to serve and cook and close and open I mean, it's the whole spectrum that you can imagine in the restaurant industry. But fortunately, like I said, we have such intense training systems that
right.
we give them such great systems to work by every single day. It becomes very manageable. The toughest thing is when you bring somebody in who's never been in the restaurant industry, explain to them just how different this type of lifestyle
mm-hmm.
is compared to a blue-collar job or a white-collar job. It's completely different, unlike anything they've ever done.
That's true. How has technology played a role in your business today, Zach? I mean, I know there's probably been a lot of changes from when you opened up your first restaurant to where you're at today. So how are you guys using technology?
Well, we're using technology in forms of we have a platform for integration in terms of using our microsystem to capture as much data as we can on a daily basis, to look at trends, some consumer profiling, and anything that we can use in terms of data to help us operate better, offer to consumers what they really want from price points to day parting. So we utilize all that data that we can gather to help us be a better operator and help us run a better system.
What about the location, Zach? I mean, what do you look for in a location, or what is the ideal location, I guess you could say, for a Zaxby's? Like, how much space would be required?
Ideally for us, anywhere from 8/10 of an acre to an acre.
Okay.
It's typically it's a rectangular size, I guess, size development.
Mm-hmm.
The building is roughly 3,200 square feet. All of our locations are freestanding. And, you know, we look for demographics. We like to be in the area. We like to be close to McDonald's, Chick-fil-A's,
right.
And other great retailers, because they do a lot of demographic studies. And typically where they are, that's a good area to be. And that's not what we always use, but that's a good competitive set to be around, because we share the same guest.
That's great. What our listeners, many of them, they kind of have an idea. You know, they want to go into franchising, Zach, but they really don't know what type of franchise they want to go into. What kind of sets Zaxby's apart from everyone else that's out there? What would you say to them? Say, you know, what makes you different?
I think what makes us different is we look at this brand as one big family.
Mm-hmm.
It's the culture we have. It's our values. It's the company core values. It's our Christian values. We have a lot of people who profess to be Christian in this organization.
Mm-hmm.
We treat each other fairly and with respect. Every day that I come to work in this organization, we make decisions for the brand, not what's good for me, not what's good for my partner, or good for the corporate office. Well, what's best for the brand and best for the licensees? And our focus is when licensees come to Zaxby's, we know that there's a great desire that they want to become independent and be an own independent business operator. And our goal is to help them to achieve the type of success they want to achieve. And everybody has a different interpretation of what success is to them. But whatever it is to them, is our goal to help them achieve it. And I think we do that by encouraging them to make good decisions in their business, give them the training they need, give them the support they need. And like I said, first and foremost, it's about making sure that we and they we're all a cultural fit together. We have the same values, the same beliefs, and we fit. We fit together. That's real important for us.
Similar questions. What advice would you give to our listeners, Zach, as far as their quest for buying a franchise? Because, again, you've been doing this a long time now. What would you say to them?
I would say make sure you really like the people in the organization before you become a part of the organization. If at any time you don't feel like it's a fit, it's kind of like dating,
right?
You know, at some point in time you realize this person's not right for me. Well, it's the same thing. I think even more important in a business relationship, because it's a huge investment. It's an investment of time and resources and lots of money in these cases. So I think making sure it's a fit between the two is really, really important.
That's great. I think that's great advice. So because you're the president and CEO of the company, I can ask you, I mean, where do you see Zaxby's like maybe, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road, Zach?
Well, you know, of course we want to grow as a brand. We currently have 2 stores under agreement to be developed, and we opened 30 stores last year. We're going to open 40-plus stores this year. And what's so exciting about that is out of the 200 stores under agreement to be developed, over 70% of those are existing licensees.
Wow.
So that tells me that our licensees really like what they're doing, and they're and the brand's giving them what they want, what they expect.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, the next goal for us is to have 1,000 open stores, and my goal is to have 1,000 open stores in the next 5 years.
Wow.
And be further developed west, as like I said earlier, in those areas of Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Missouri. And to really expand our market further west than we are today.
That's great. I still hope you come to Pennsylvania, though. That's I'll be waiting. But when I'm down in your area, I'm definitely going to come look you guys up. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a licensee, Zach? Any websites they should go to? Any phone
Absolutely.
Numbers they should
call? ZaxbysFranchising.com. That's the best way to find out more about Zaxby's.
Easy enough. And I want to thank you again, Zach. You've been a wonderful guest, and I'd like to already invite you back next year as you continue to grow.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Zach. And we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. And today's podcast is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 4 years and over 200 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. The nice thing about hosting Franchise Interviews is we're frequently asked to be guests on radio shows and magazine interviews on the topics of entrepreneurship and franchising. And today you're going to get to hear an interview that we did 6 months ago on CBS Radio with Lynn Johnson on her motivational talk show. And, of course, the topic was entrepreneurship and franchising. And here's what we said. I think you guys will enjoy it.
Hey, did you ever think about buying a franchise? Do you think that now is the worst time to buy one? Or you're not sure whether anyone would loan you money to purchase a franchise? How does the whole thing work? Well, let's find out. We have an expert on the line. Marty McDermott.
Hi, Coach Lynn. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's always great to talk to you. I always feel like it's a World Talk reunion, right? We get together.
I know. We started out, guys, a very long time ago. I think we're some of the only people left, aren't we?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? But it's just, and it seems like yesterday that we started, Lynn. You know?
It really does.
It's just incredible. But it's the success that you've had is just wonderful to watch, though. I mean, it's just incredible.
Thank you so much. And yours has been pretty fantastic. You know, Marty, just over the break, when I announced that you were going to be here talking about franchises, I got a tweet from Alice and a lot of other people, but I selected Alice's tweet.
Oh, good.
Because she says that her family has owned the same bagel shop for over 35 years.
Wow.
But now they're going to have to close because the business has slowed and their debts are too high. She wonders if setting up her own franchises could save their business. So, Marty, I know you're an expert and you host that wonderful show called Franchise Interviews on Blog
right.
Talk Radio.
That's right.
Are franchises for everyone?
Oh, great question, Lynn. It's a deep question and definitely not. In fact, you know what? If I can quote my friend Dr. John P. Hayes, franchising is not for everyone and it's probably not for most people. And when I say that, you know, the first time I heard that phrase, Lynn, I was a little confused because I said, if franchising isn't for everyone and it's not for most people, then who could it be for? You know, it's so. But for franchising is really for someone who knows how to follow rules, follow systems. They're not a true entrepreneur. When I say that, sometimes franchisees get upset because they say, what are you talking about? I consider myself an entrepreneur. The entrepreneur is really the person that actually creates the franchise opportunity. And, you know, when you're talking about franchisors or entrepreneurs, they're really, and you know this, Lynn, they're very creative people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can look at something.
They could never follow rules, Marty.
Exactly. And they could just create something out of anything, you know. Franchisees, and it was funny because I was in Virginia, George Mason University,
mm-hmm.
on Friday talking about this topic. And one of the topics I was talking about was military being good candidates for franchises because they know how to follow a system, you know. So you really have to know how to follow a system, like to follow rules. And if you can't do that, then it's probably not for you. And so, yeah, it's always a word of caution before getting into franchising.
Now, I know that you say that there are two key factors that should be present before you consider buying a franchise. What are those factors?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of different things. I mean, one is, what do you want the franchise to do for you, Lynn? You know, for example, like, I'll give you an example. I like Dunkin' Donuts. You know, I frequent Dunkin' Donuts probably, like, you know, several times a week. And as much as I like Dunkin' Donuts and the coffee and the donuts, I wouldn't be a good franchisee for that type of system, because when you buy into a Dunkin' Donuts, you're working some pretty hefty hours.
True.
You know? So one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, what's important to you? You know, you're really taking a deep assessment. And for me, you know, my family is most important to me. So if I wasn't, you know, with my family or my son, like if he has a baseball game one day or whatever it is, I'm going to get very frustrated, even if I'm making a lot of money. You know, so you want to ask yourself, what do you want this franchise to do for you? And you know, what kind of system is the best match for you? There's so many choices out there today, Lynn. I mean, there's like 80 different industries franchising.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they just think of franchising, they just think of food. But it's actually up to about 80 different industries. There's accounting franchises. There's advertising franchises. There's shoe repair franchises. You name it. It seems like they have it, you know. So you really have to ask yourself, you know, what's the best match for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of research. And, you know, of course you come down to the financials,
yes.
too. And, you know, I mean, you know, McDonald's, as successful as it is, it's almost a home run every single time you have a McDonald's franchise. I can't afford one, you know. So the financial aspects are always a big factor as well. I think to go even deeper, I think you need family support. I think that's important as well. You know, I mean, if you're married, I think you have to have that support from your husband or your wife, before you get into an opportunity as well, because you're taking them along for the ride with you.
I love that you said that, Marty.
Absolutely.
Do you know what you said? Yeah. You said you need the support from your husband, which would infer that a woman could easily go in and buy a franchise. I love that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's, you can see the influence my wife has on me, too, I guess. She's got me trained, Lynn, you know. You know, and she's a fan of your show, by the way, too, you know. So you can tell I listen, you know. But absolutely. But it's so true. And, you know, speaking of women, Lynn, I mean, they really do make fantastic entrepreneurs, you know. I mean, it's amazing. I think for the first time, you know, I teach for Kaplan University.
Yes.
And we have, in colleges, for the first time, there's more women in college today than there are men.
And they're older as well.
And they're older, you know. So what does that say to you, you know, is there's a lot of exciting trends that are taking place here in the United States. So
now I wanted to ask you about this because I know that they just announced that even Ritz Camera is going to be closing many, many, many of their stores. And I'm kind of heartbroken about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm an amateur professional photographer.
Right.
But my question is, so how do you know if the franchise that you're interested in is even going to be around in the next 5 years?
Wow, it's a great question, you know, and nothing is ever 100% certain. I will say this, that not all franchises are created equal, and what you can do is, I mean, look at the company's track record for one. You know, one of the things that you can look at is their franchise disclosure documents. And look at the history of the company. Some companies that just started franchising, I mean, they haven't really been around very long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of taking a chance in a way. You know, and you can look at how many franchisees they have and things like that. I think there's certain franchises that are always going to be around. I think McDonald's will always be here. They have like 33,000 units. Subway has about 33,000 units. So those ones are pretty safe. It's almost a home run every single time. So there is always that element of risk involved, even when you are buying into a franchise system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course you can look at things like the market and things like that and kind of make your own assessments. But
So, Marty, with all that you know, because I have 1 minute left, and I definitely want them to come and listen to you, because I love your show on Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
And I want them to check out your work. It's very, very important. Are franchises still a viable option, even with this economic downturn?
Most definitely. I mean, I think, Lynn, and this is going to sound a little weird, is, you know, one of the interesting effects of the recession I see now is some of the best offers in franchising.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been doing this 10 years now. I mean, I'll give you a couple quick examples. Some franchisers, what they're doing is they're reducing or dropping a franchise fee for their new franchisees. Now, that's pretty significant because a franchise fee usually goes for about $30,000, $40,000. So they're waiving that. In some cases, there's two-for-one deals where if you buy one franchise, they'll drop the franchise fee for the second one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, and that's the effect that I've noticed from the recession is really some incredible deals. Even the landlords right now, and I mean, you've noticed there's a lot of great locations available right now.
Yes.
I think, I mean, you want to get those locations because, I mean, a great location can really overcome bad marketing, you know, and there's going to be a lot of people kicking themselves. Next year, they're going to say, I should have got into that opportunity last
yes.
year when they waived the franchise fee, when I could have got this killer location in this particular spot. And, you know, landlords are sometimes more willing to give a great lease to a franchise as opposed to, let's say, Tony Supps, who's just like a regular guy. You know?
So somewhere Tony's saying, hey!
Exactly. Tony's upset. But, you know, so they're really getting some incredible deals right now. I think that this is the most exciting time to get into franchising. But again, you know, to quote you, Lynn, you know, franchising isn't for everyone. It's not for most people. You do have to really do your homework. It's not guaranteed every single time. And, you know, not all franchises are really created equal. There are some that are better than others.
Well, Marty, it's a pleasure to hear your voice and talk to you again.
It's a pleasure to hear your
and
voice.
And where
too.
Can
love
my.
You. You're great.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thanks, Coach Lynn.
Where can my people hear you, do business with you, and all those wonderful things?
Absolutely. Go to franchiseinterviews.com. You can hear over, I think we're up to 160 shows, Lynn, recorded up to this point. Yeah, so it really, when I say that number, I mean, it just really it tickles my spine because. I didn't think that there was going to be a market for this, or we'd find like a listening base for it. But I mean, every single month we have more listeners, just like you know. So I haven't quite achieved your success yet, but someday.
Well, thank you so much, Marty, and go check him out. Franchise Interviews on Blog Talk Radio, my dear old friend from World Talk Radio.
Thanks so much, Lynn. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, prosper.
Okay, care. Bye bye.
Here it is.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care.